Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across Israel, with clear skies expected well into the evening. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are inviting, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze, while Haifa remains sunny and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the IDF warns Hamas is swiftly developing first-person view drones similar to those used by Hezbollah on the Northern Front. This was reported 7 hours ago. Also, from the Jerusalem Post 10 hours ago, former President Trump calls the latest Iranian proposal unacceptable. Meanwhile, Hezbollah has launched drone strikes targeting an Iron Dome battery. Also this hour, Maariv reports Tehran has set conditions to end its war with the U.S., asking for sanctions to be lifted. Separately, JNS reports that 3 IDF soldiers were injured earlier today in a drone attack in southern Lebanon. A rescue helicopter faced technical issues. And finally, 24 News says an Israeli soldier, Alexander Glovanyov, was killed near the border with Lebanon. This was reported 9 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News reported just minutes ago that Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is quietly opposing a candidate backed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over an Israel dispute. OSINT613, a conflict analyst, noted minutes ago that the Houthis warned the U.S. of consequences following President Trump's rejection of Iran's proposal to end the war. The Times of Israel posted a briefing 5 minutes ago asking if the Iranian proposal could push Trump towards war. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's warning about Hamas drone capabilities. According to Ynet, military officials are concerned about tactics learned from Hezbollah. The IDF is intensifying operations along the Gaza border to counter this threat. The potential escalation could affect civilian safety near the enclave. Turning to Trump and Iran, the Jerusalem Post explains that Trump's remarks come as he prepares for a significant visit to China, focusing on Iran. The tensions follow covert rescue operations by the IDF and the U.S. from Iraq during the conflict with Iran. The implications of this rejection could strain diplomacy and regional stability. Meanwhile, Iran's conditions to end the war with the U.S. were detailed by Maariv. Iran demands the lifting of sanctions and control over the Strait of Hormuz. This proposal, labeled as generous by Tehran, could shift the geopolitical landscape if not addressed. In Lebanon, JNS reports 3 IDF soldiers suffered injuries from a drone attack. Technical issues prevented a rescue helicopter from operating. This incident heightens concerns about the safety of Israeli forces along the volatile border. Finally, I-24 News has reported the tragic death of IDF soldier Alexander Glovanyov. His death near the Lebanese border underscores the ongoing tensions and the high cost of conflict for Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports promising news for the Israeli economy as state tax revenues have surged and the monthly deficit for April 2026 fell to 3.3 billion shekels. Separately, Maariv Business highlights a fascinating market trend from 2026. Cocoa prices have crashed and coffee plummeted, leading to a weaker dollar. This could reduce costs for Israeli consumers. And finally, from CTEC, Bank Hapoalim will pay $9.5 million to settle lawsuits related to the Madoff scandal through its Swiss subsidiary. This settlement is a significant financial resolution for the bank. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.